One of the things they said immediately after our first reports was that this was largely a historical problem.
Well, the information that's come to this inquiry shows that that cannot be reliably said anymore, because I was hearing a lot of information about these things that are still going on. So it's not a problem of the past, it's continuing.
Can you just tell me, what are the things that most you found most affecting?
What was very disturbing and what was very noticeable was that this seems to be affecting women more than men. I don't want to do a disservice to the men who came forward, because clearly there are men who are being bullied and who have been bullied, and that's very, very important. But the majority of the contributions I had were from women. And although not all of it was dealing with sexual harassment, the descriptions of the bullying to which they were being subjected was very gendered. You know, they were being abused in ways that was because they were women.
One of the things you recommend is that older cases from before the last few years should be reopenable under the current system.
So I think that arbitrary cut-off point has to be taken away. People have to be able to come forward under the new scheme. And of course, then it will be an exercise in fairness and practicality. Is the evidence still available? Can the complaint be properly and fairly dealt with?
Do you think a system that has MPs ultimately ruling on serious actions for other MPs can ever work?
No, I don't think it can. And in fact, what was very striking in the material that came to this inquiry was the number of people who reported that generally no MP likes to criticise any other MP. And they don't like sitting in judgment on other MPs. And even in cases where some people had asked a member who had witnessed an incident of bullying to help, they wouldn't even help with the investigation.